Coming up on The Big Room. So the whole movie, I'm like, they're not confirming it. He's not the son, whatever. And then as soon as I'm like, oh, he is the son, it was like, nope, there's a rebellion and it's a daughter. And I was like, you just convinced me otherwise.
What?
And now it's not true.
So I wanted the movie to be dumber so I could feel smart. And she was too smart for the movie.
We're just
here to find the middle ground.
Welcome back to The Big Room, where we cannot stop watching movies by that old Denis Villeneuve makes. 2 weeks in a row, Dune Part 2, and now Blade Runner 2049.
Running blades.
How old will we be in 2049?
That's too much math.
50. How many years from now?
4?
Yeah, that actually did good
54.
Job.
54. I'll be 54 in 2049.
That's not
which
that
means
old.
I'll be
70.
56.
And Carl will 57? Be 75.
Oof, yeah.
Glad so we figured that out.
Carl's so old.
Stop it.
We'll have those like
leave me be.
Flying car things by then because that'd be pretty cool.
I don't want to fly cool. in anything.
I wanted one of those cars because it could be a car or it could be a plane. And I was like, that sounds nice.
I hope we have.
But it can't be a boat.
No.
Not for very long.
Not for very long.
Well, maybe only because the hatch was open. Maybe if the hatch was closed, it could be.
Yeah, it wasn't watertight.
Yeah.
So.
What I really want to know is, when is Joy going to hit the market?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
She was pretty cute.
I hope by 2049 we have like a functional rail system in this country, but
just minor things not gonna like happen. That.
This is obviously a sequel. A sequel to a movie that didn't need one. But here we are.
Yeah, do we know the backstory of why they did 2049?
I know that
there was a book probably.
They're both based on books. I know Ridley Scott was initially penned to direct this, but executive produced instead. And they had to find another director. Mm. That's all I know. That ends what I know about this movie. I don't know anything.
Old Denny does a great job. So
he does do a good job. This movie is like all of his films, all three of the ones that I've seen, two of them being Dune. Very visually pretty. Pretty movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. Which I thought the first Blade Runner was also friggin' gorgeous. So
yeah.
Continues that theme. Kind of flipped the script on the old head for this one. They're hunting down the old what would have been considered Blade Runners. Now the new Blade Runners, the new models are hunting down the old ones. It's very Terminator 2. Nick hasn't seen Terminator.
It's true.
Wow. I feel like seeing Terminator 1 and 2, you would be like, I'm going to start getting jacked. And
that's the motivation
you
need?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm watching it tonight.
Because looking at Arnold, especially from 1 to 2, what they do to his character, and I won't give you any info because you're somehow blind to T1 and 2.
I know nothing.
Insane.
I feel like that's not as much out in pop culture as a reference.
I know. I'll be back.
Classic-y.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that's what you know. You don't know the like...
Give me your shoes, your clothes, and your motorcycle. It's a good movie.
It's fine. I can't get over
it's fine. T2... is one of the rare better sequels, rough. Actually.
Mm. The effects, like, I just visualized the opening sequence. There's, like, a robot, and it's the effects are so bad.
We did our best.
They did their best, but I can't
I don't
get
know,
past
man.
It.
I won't say anything bad about the Terminator movies, at least the
like,
first two.
The effects
two.
Were better in Star Wars than they were
yeah,
in Terminator.
Yeah, they're practical versus digital. Yeah, we went too early into digital effects.
Anyways, Blade Runner, though.
Blade Runner, though, not Terminator. I would rather have watched Terminator.
Really?
Yes, oh, Terminator's great. I like,
add
I
him
like
to the list.
This movie.
I liked this movie, but like, are you having more fun watching Blade Runner 2049 or Terminator 2? 100%.
It's different kinds of fun.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Is any part of Blade Runner 2049 fun? Like, no part of Dune was fun.
But no part of Blade Runner
not traditional
original
fun.
Was fun.
No, because they're not fun movies.
Yeah.
Terminator is
so
fun.
You can't really compare them.
Yes. This movie is like...
boring?
It's like a dirty martini with an olive And the Terminator movies is like Baja Blast. Like, they're both great.
That is a great... I mean, I've never seen Terminator,
but that's... Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy for this
It's
movie.
Hooterade.
It's Hooterade.
Hooterade.
Well, like, oh, classic... God. Like, Blade Runner 2049 is cinema, and Terminator is a hilarious movie. That's very good. Terminator...
They're almost... Yeah, it could be like The Paper Plane, a take on The Last Word.
Right, but also like wait, what? I yes anded that.
I'm saying the new Blade Runner.
I'm control Z like my yes
paper plane, and the original Blade Runner is like The Last Word.
Okay,
the one is like a recreation of the other one, using kind of the same things, but each one's got its own kind of distinct feel. Yeah.
All right, this is the worst podcast in the world. So you and you didn't like, okay, I will say the names because nobody watches this. They'll listen. Danielle and Nick hated the Blade Runner.
I did hate the first.
You gave it a miss.
Yeah. Full miss.
I gave it mid.
And Carl and I liked it because we are men of culture.
Yeah, who knew who Charles de Gaulle was? Me, I'm cultured.
You did know more answers to tonight's episode of Jeopardy than I did. That much is certain.
You guys are so old watching Jeopardy.
We watch Jeopardy every night and then Family Feud.
I love Jeopardy.
Family Feud's great. But
and we can't watch Wheel of Fortune because the dog barks.
Ken. Jeopardy Ken is hosting Jeopardy.
Jeopardy Ken.
Ken Jennings. He was one of the most winningest guys, like in Jeopardy.
Like the first one. Anyways.
Remember when that producer of Jeopardy, they like had all the celebrities on right after Alex Trebek died to kind of like try people out. And everybody's favorite was LeVar Burton. Everybody wanted LeVar Burton to host Jeopardy.
I don't.
And then this executive guy was like, you know who the best choice for Jeopardy is? Me. And he hired himself. And there was so much backlash. He not only lost the hosting job, he lost his whole ass job. It went.
Jeez.
Get out. Nobody liked that. I don't know how to start talking about
anyways,
this movie.
You are going to ask me and
you
Nick.
Too. You didn't like it. Carl and I liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I liked this one better.
I will agree with that. I like this one a lot better.
Unless I just interrupted your thought. Sorry.
I don't know which one I like better. I think I like them both.
This one grabbed me more. The like mystery of like figuring out what, you know, who was the child and what's the story. And like that kind of gripped me more.
Yes.
Then I don't even remember what happened.
There's later. Things this movie does right that the other one doesn't do as well, I think. The pacing feels better in this movie. The music, which everyone kind of harped on not being great.
I really hate
the last 80s one.
Synth music.
I think the music is way better in this one. I like the music in the last one too, but I feel like the music is just, it settles a lot better in the environment.
I vastly preferred the setting and sets in the first film. Way, way more.
Really?
More.
Give me more street level, more neon, more of the little urchins of the city. Unless this was more of
like downtown LA.
Right. This one's I've never been to LA. This one's
like in the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, you know, it's more like, I say this all the time, Coruscant Underworldy episode 2, go back to your drinks, kind of. That's the setting I like. This one's very much more corporate,
slash like desert.
Yeah, slash desert and just we're on Arrakis, but it's Las Vegas, apparently. And there's millions of bottles of whiskey, which is pretty cool.
And lots of statues of naked women.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. That made more sense once really they said we were in Vegas. I was like, big ladies. Not like just tall, gargantuan.
Statues.
Huge ladies. wow. Canceled. I think that this movie, Carl, I want to know your thoughts on this, but I'll give mine first.
Okay.
I feel like 2049 is more of a straight movie than Blade Runner was. In that, 2049, like what she said, the plot is more of a plot. It's like a guy is looking... Both movies are a guy looks for a guy. But in this movie, it was a guy looks for a guy and on the way discovers like, oh, I might be his son. And it's a misread. He's actually got a daughter and I'm going to die in the snow. And there's like, it's just his adventures of he's a Blade Runner cop. Same kind of deal. Turns on the agency, whatever. We've been there. But the first movie has that really, really great touch of moral ambiguity. and it's more commentary on the human condition. And this one's a Ryan Gosling movie. It's just more of a movie movie and less of like, I actually think I prefer the first movie because it didn't spell it all out for you. And actually that's a knock to this movie existing, that it removes the ambiguity from the first film. It answers the Deckard question right away. And that was the whole point in the film. What do you mean? The whole point.
They still
kind of
leave it open.
They do absolutely not leave it open.
When he has that meeting with Wallace, he was kind of like, if you were designed, they don't really give you another
answer. I thought
it was still
very open.
There's no shot. The total point of this is the reason they're looking for all these people is two replicants reproduced.
No. A replicant got pregnant.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if it takes anything away from the story if a human got one pregnant, because it's still...
I took it as two replicants reproduced, and that's why it was weird.
I thought about it, but I don't know either way. Huh. Well,
I watched a few reviews, and a lot of people were... The consensus was that they didn't quite answer it still.
Or that it...
But they all pointed to that conversation he had with Wallace.
I just don't think I wanted the sticker on the window picked at anymore in this movie. Like, I liked where it left in the first one.
Yeah, but that's the danger for me.
So that's the danger when you sequelize anything, especially after, 40 years?
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
So interesting. My impression was that they totally went Deckard's a replicant, and he somehow reproduced with another replicant, and that's why it's weird.
It makes more sense if he's a human, because I mean, I have a lot of questions about the replicants in this movie. Like, why do they have to eat?
I think it makes an equally amount of no sense.
Like, replicants age?
Yeah.
Well, they're just regular biological beings, right?
Aren't they? They're biomachines?
Almost identical humans.
Yeah, they're like engineered, I guess, like 3D printed, like Westworld or something, but they're like people.
Function like humans. They just don't have emotions.
Isn't that like...
Yeah.
I mean, they bleed and have organs.
Theme.
That's true.
You slash their throats, they die.
That's
like,
true.
If they're this close to being human and they can now reproduce, like, how are they different from humans?
Well, that's the whole point of the first movie.
Yeah. Well, I think that still applies here, too.
I don't know why, for me, when you give it a more plotty plot, why that...
It loses it?
Loses a little bit of luster.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm just trying to be too, like...
You just want to watch Ryan Gosling?
I'm too big brain, I think. I'm like, give me less info. Give me less info so I can read in more. Maybe I'm just an asshole.
Boy, did I read in. Here's where I was the first half.
Yeah.
Your movie's too complete for me.
A little on the page.
I don't like it when plots have a resolution.
I don't like it when a film makes sense. What am I doing?
What a blowhard. Go ahead.
The first half of this movie, I thought I had it figured out. I thought Ryan Gosling, K was his character's name, or Joe.
Joe.
I thought he was the son of Deckard.
Yeah.
And
that's what
Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel.
That's what we were all supposed to think.
Well, I thought.
You thought that
here's where
until
I thought
the
story
end
was
of
going
the
to,
movie?
No, no. Okay. I thought, I thought that until he realized he wasn't.
Right.
Like,
I
did not catch on.
Yeah.
But no, I thought the whole movie was going to be...
Isn't that right? Isn't that the way you're supposed to watch it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Making a statement.
No, you watched it right, I think.
Yeah, I
don't know if you missed
it. I finally did it. I watched the movie right.
I mean, keep going, because there's plenty of time left in the show. There was a dog? Harrison Ford's in this?
I thought the big thing was going to be that he's the son of Deckard and Rachel...
Yeah.
A human and a replicant, and he's like a mix of the two, and that's why he was having all these emotions, trying to figure out if he was human or not. Like,
because he's half.
I thought that's how they were going to play into it, but he didn't matter. Like, he was just a piece of the puzzle to get us to Deckard.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got annoyed because
I think that's the point.
That is the point, and I don't care for that.
All right, why'd you get annoyed?
The whole movie, I was trying to keep an open mind. Like, they keep trying to make us think he's the son, but they're not confirming it. So the whole movie, I'm like, they're not confirming it. He's not the son, whatever. And then as soon as I'm like, oh, he is the son. It was like, nope, there's a rebellion and it's a daughter. And I was like, you just convinced me otherwise.
What?
And now it's not true.
So I wanted the movie to be dumber so I could feel smart. And she was too smart for the movie. We're just
trying to find the middle ground.
Yeah. The middle ground is you who actually watched it right.
Feels good to be on this side of the conversation.
So, Carl, you're the only one of us who's seen it before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, when, did you see it in theaters?
No, I just saw it on TV, streaming.
2017.
That's weird.
This movie's older than our marriage.
Barely, only by a few weeks. A
couple weeks. I was like, man, I wish this was on a big screen. This is one of the
The whole time I was just like, yeah, it reminded me of Dune, just these big scenes and the music. I was like, this would be so great to be in a theater for, but here we are.
What
I
can you up do?
To 50. Maybe this podcast is how I'll justify the Apple Vision Pro.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop talking.
Watch it on the big screen.
But with it's just on your face.
Yeah, I love the idea of like seeing it on the big screen is just putting something on your face.
That sounds terrible. I just think about your eyes.
Just hold your phone like here.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. You're same thing.
Just get closer to the TV.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Just do what you did at the end of 2001 in Space Odyssey when it was green and then blue and then orange and then yellow.
What a
and
movie.
And stand up and be like, this is the greatest
movie ever made. What's happening?
Oh, the colors. What do they mean?
He's old.
It's totally Space isn't baby. The Grand
He's a baby
Canyon.
Again.
Speaking of me being smart, as soon as... As soon as he picked up the hair, I was like, it was Rachel. And Cameron was like, nah. And he was kind of like, ah! And I was like, it was Rachel.
Wait.
And then I was right.
What?
Remember the when they the find
box.
The bones?
On the box under the tree.
And there's like a piece of hair. I was like, Rachel.
Well, I saw the box and I was like, grave? But weird. But yeah, Rachel. Here's what I don't understand. Maybe someone can help me. Dave Bautista's character. What was his name?
Something
like
with an
straggler, vagler, something like
sapper.
He's just Drax
sapper
in every movie.
Sapper.
Sapper sounds right.
What was the point of him?
Besides,
like, was he just guarding Rachel's bones? What was the point? Why was he important at all?
Except for
as a MacGuffin to get Kay to that house.
I mean,
maybe
yes.
It's that simple.
I mean, yeah, he's
it's
just,
probably just
he
that
was
simple.
The farmer.
But
who,
it's like, but
there's like,
but there's so many other pictures and people tied to that property. He just kind of felt weird.
I
unless
feel like
he's
there's
just
a part
a
of this plot that like is saying something about how they like farm and I don't know.
I'm not reading this book.
I feel like he's a part of that.
I don't
like
care
how he has to harvest the worms or whatever.
On a scale, okay. Here's
but I feel like that was not
I mean,
important
he was
to this movie.
Original replicant or whatever.
Yeah,
so
he was
he
one
had
of the
to
old
be
ones.
Taken out.
Here's a question.
He had to give that line about you haven't seen a miracle. That was his purpose.
Maybe. Well, yeah. So were they on his farm? Did they stumble into his farm? Maybe. Rachel and Deckard.
Rachel.
Oh.
Because the miracle being, what's her face getting born?
Right.
Childbirth. Nah.
Here's a question
childbirth
for the cast that
miracle.
I just thought of right now.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you identify or enjoy this universe? The Blade Runner kind of saga universe, like
it's
like
not
identify
my,
with, like it resonates,
or like just have fun with, like what do you like it? How much do you like it? Like
I
like,
had a similar
Dune,
thought.
10, Star Wars, 10, Lord of the Rings, 10. You know what I mean?
I was
like Terminator, 7. Like great. This. 4?
I was watching some stuff about this movie today, and the whole time I was just going, I don't really care for the idea of replicants.
I just don't.
Like
I can't be bothered. You know what?
It's not intriguing to me.
You know what's this
is why the first Blade Runner was in my bottom 5 last year.
Same.
That is still a terrible take. But like as far as Cyberpunk,
got you.
Yeah, here's your compass.
Hey,
here's your partner.
Hey.
I'm crushing it this episode.
Yeah.
I understood the movie.
It only took 57 episodes.
We made it.
I had a thought. Oh, no.
You go.
It's gone.
No, this is like gone. A like a
enjoying
two.
The universe.
You were talking about the world building. Cyberpunk.
I don't care. Like, as far as cyberpunk movies go, I've seen 4 now, I think. Blade Runner, Blade Runner 2049, Demolition Man, and Total Recall. I would put both Blade Runners under Demolition Man and Total Recall, and that is an insane take. But
I don't know anything about
Demolition
those,
Man's
but
great because like It's a universe where the most high-end restaurant in the world is Taco Bell.
That's a sad
I
world.
Love that.
It's amazing.
No.
That is an amazing
got a
movie.
Friend that thinks that.
I want to watch
That's
that.
That's the best we got is Taco Bell. No, I don't want to live there.
It's like a campy take on...
This is Carissa Vale's...
It's like a... Yeah. It's like a campy take on Cyberpunk, though. It stars Stallone. Like, it's great. And he's just like, what are the seashells for? It's a good movie. I don't know. Blade Runner as a universe or whatever does not... It didn't grab me with its little hooks like Dune did or... Like, yeah. I kind of keep comparing it to Dune, not because we just watched Dune.
I feel like a lot of that is you reading the source material.
And that's
so you're more
true.
Invested.
Like, we've had lots of conversations in our Discord that everybody should join about Dune and why my brain is just...
Words?
My mouth is going faster than my brain. Of everybody that I've talked to about Dune Part 2, I like it the least. And I feel like...
Takeaway, don't read books.
No, in a cliff note,
I like it.
The reason why is like when I'm reading, the way things happened in my imagination brain were just better than what they were showing. Like down to how the sieges looked. I was like, oh, this is way different in my brain. And I like the way my brain... Maybe I should have directed Dune. I'm just kidding. No, and I can't get over that hump. But what I don't think Star Wars is a fair comparison, I was going to say, because I grew up with it, so that's different. So like as far as new things,
right.
Like I'm discovering Blade Runner in my late 20s. I'm discovering Dune in my late 20s. But yeah, fair point with the book, Carl. Maybe it's the source material thing. Like I read the book, but... I don't feel compelled to read
Blade Runner's
based
like
on.
The movies are very like calm. Like there's some points of tension, but like they're not like action packed.
Especially
slow
the
paced,
second one.
But like, Dune was very, very slow paced. Like, yes, we had
the stakes were always high.
We had the attack on Arrakeen in the first one. And then there's that battle at the end of the second one that was a couple sentences in the book and was way too drawn out to give American audiences a spectacle instead of things that they should have drawn out, like the last duel between Fade Rautha and Paul Atreides. But hey,
I just think the world building in Dune is more exciting because it's something we don't have. Like Blade Runner world is dystopian LA versus Dune's like a giant worms and big giant crazy planets.
We are a flying car and a big pink projection
hologram
ladies away from Blade Runner. We are not
a big blackout. Take out our information. We're there. Like,
to Dune.
Carl, what about you as far as like ranking like
the universe?
Yeah.
Blade Runner grab you?
I mean, they're very gripping, but it's also like the presentation. Like the first Blade Runner is like, they're both spectacles, you know? So it's like not really the universe as much that I like is the way that it's shown. So it's, I don't know that I'd like want to live
visually
there.
Stunning. But
yeah,
it's
but it's
not...
all like both have been have taken that approach to make it visually appealing because it's not a world you want to live in.
Did you find yourself because you rewatch every movie 19,000 times? Did you rewatch this to the same degree as you've watched other movies, or were you like, that's enough?
No, I've stopped rewatching at the end of last year, kind of, because it was just so much time.
It took you a year to get fatigued.
And like these movies are 2.5 hours long. I'm like, I'll never be able to watch this 3 times. And it's just like, and why am I doing it? I don't have any, I'm not bringing any new knowledge to it.
Exhausted after this movie. Because you went out for drinks with your coworkers.
I did.
Danielle did last night before we watched it, and then was like, gonna make dinner. And I at one point had to go, do you realize this movie's 3 minutes shorter than Dune Part 2?
And then I made salad.
And then we just had salad. And it was still our entire night. The movies are too long.
I had the benefit of watching it when it was like a rainy day. So I got to like kind of just cozy up and like just watch it. And there was nothing else to do. So it was like a nice like settle in and just see it and like be blown away. So I don't know. I like kind of when there's a movie like that that kind of takes you away and puts you in a new spot like that.
And it's like if it's raining outside, it's raining in the movie.
Yeah, it felt like very...
That'd be more of a vibe.
Yeah,
that did happen for me.
Was it raining?
It was raining last night.
We were... Yeah, it did rain a little bit down here. But when did you wrap up?
Like 12:30.
Yeah, we finished an hour earlier.
Yeah.
And all the big rain came in.
I was in about like 2 hours and 15 minutes in. I was kind of like, all right, we still have a lot of distance to cover.
You actually, with 20 minutes left, said, I'm done now. You like yelled at the screen and I was like, we got 20 minutes left.
Yeah, but I was over it at that point. I was like, hurry up, Strangler, we get it.
Strangler already.
Like, how long does it take to strangle someone?
Quite a bit.
So what
shooter, it's faster.
He didn't have a gun.
Get one. I don't know. Be better.
Get one. Make your hand be a gun.
So we all kind of expected him to be the son.
Yeah, I think that was the point of the
movie. How did you feel with the reveal of the like scientist or the dream maker being the daughter? Because that felt very anticlimactic to me.
And anticlimactic.
Well, we don't know this character or care about them.
Better question. She saw it coming. How? Because you said it's going to be the dream maker lady. And I was like, what? No. And then it totally
was. Something was happening.
It's the only other girl.
And then she was pissed off because she's like, they're hiding the lady by making her work for the company that's looking for her. And I'm like, right under their nose.
Like, nobody thought about it.
Plain sight.
Well, no, I don't remember. They did some hint. And then at one point, there's like a bunch of flashbacks and she's in the flashbacks. And I was like, oh.
Because she said this is somebody's memory.
This is somebody's memory. And she was crying when she watched the memory.
All right. So
she put the memory in him.
Yeah.
So that's what ties him in, is that he has her memories.
Yeah.
There's two things.
I don't know that she put the memory in him because they're the same age.
No, she did. That's her job.
Wait.
Ooh.
But they're the same age.
Is that a plot hole?
Are all replicant. Well, she was the first replicant to be born.
But they were.
That's right.
But there was another one that they made as a decoy who I thought was Kay.
I thought that he was the decoy as well.
Maybe he wasn't.
So I think when they went to look for him, they would look and find Kay instead, and it'd be like a dead end, and they'd be fine. Yeah. Like, they would retire him. But yeah, I thought it was supposed to be they were like basically a Luke and Leia situation. Yeah,
so that's how he has her memories, because
he's a copy.
Copy.
Yeah.
But I thought the copy died.
But that would
mean
that she gave it to him. That mean that because I thought what's his name? Deckard said that he helped with that.
The files said the original died, but they were all mixed up. Like they scrambled the files. Okay. So the everything in the files is a big misdirection. Mm. You can take all that information, and the only thing we're really I think supposed to glean from it is there's a copy, and then I guess we're supposed to assume that it's Kay.
Maybe Kay. Yeah. But he's dead, so
that's not necessarily true. I read the plot synopsis, and it was very open-ended. It was just as he lies down in the snow.
But also,
I read some that said he was mortally wounded. So,
well, he was mortally wounded because when he lays down, opens his jacket, and he's all.
But
he's
the guy in the first movie at the end that like saves Deckard from falling and has the dove. The same music that played when he died played in the snow scene.
Oh,
so he's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Oh.
Another giveaway that it wasn't Kay. Was in the flashback, and at the orphanage, all the boys have shaved heads. And in the memory, he has long hair.
Yeah.
Once again, we've watched the same summary videos.
YouTube, baby.
Nice.
I was like, there's no way he's picking up on this.
That felt like a really obscure fact, though. Dang it.
Here's my question. It's very important, very serious.
What happened to the dog?
Is his jacket green?
What? They say his jacket's green multiple
don't
times.
Think it's green.
And I'm like, that's like
that's
gunmetal gray.
It's a weird color. It's not, I don't think it's green.
I had a jacket in high school that would change colors. And if you were inside, it would be green. If you were outside, it'd be brown. So maybe this is one of those situations.
My thought was it's green in the script. It's green on his body. It's not green after they color graded the movie.
Right. Ooh. It's like the whole movie is very brown. So maybe it just...
Especially when we get to Vegas, it did the classic, we're filming in Mexico now. Like, everybody here is poor.
Welcome
like
to Mad Max.
The Mad Max Dune kind of...
A fun, it's so yellow.
A fun little attention to detail. On his coat, they used fake wool because in this universe, all the animals died from the radiation.
That's
so they would have had to use...
That's why the wood of the horse was so valuable when they took it to the merchant man.
And why it's cool that Deckard had a dog.
The merchant man from Captain Phillips.
How did he get a dog?
Same guy.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay.
How's this dog alive?
I don't know. It's on a strict diet of floor whiskey.
That's true.
Well, Deckard has to be eating something. So there's something. There's some food somewhere.
There's right? some food somewhere.
Who knows? I
don't it's know. Vegas. I don't know. Yeah.
Now I'm worried about the dog because in my mind I was like, oh, they'll take care of him. But
they kidnap Deckard, bone out, yeah. and then Ryan Gosling just
he gets taken
there,
too.
So
now
dog
the dog's
just like,
I can't.
I'm sure Deckard goes back for the dog.
You're right. Oh, that's true. He gets yeah. out. All right. It's, mm-hmm. it's
maybe
fine.
Deckard goes back. That's our headcanon.
That's
Deckard goes
that's
back for the
that's what's happening.
Dog.
Yeah.
That's true.
No questions.
He should have picked up the dog first and be like, let's go meet my daughter.
Now we'll get
the dog real happy.
I did write down one of my notes about Kay. I wrote down that he's a sniffer. Because in the house, originally, he sniffs the pot
yeah.
that Dave Bautista is making. And then he picks up the flower on the ground and sniffs that too. Guy's just sniffing everything.
So then Cameron, we're watching the movie, Cameron's just like...
yeah.
And
Kay's a big sniffer.
And his name's Joe. Like Joe Biden.
Oh!
Oh, oh wow. I did not make that connection. I was like, Joe Sniffer? Joe. Like,
why Joe?
Joe's like to sniff.
Joe's like the most basic name. But I guess she's just a
Joe Mama.
Well, because your average Joe, it's just kind of like a...
I guess she's a robot.
One,
so.
I like,
yeah, but her yeah, point was you're different. You're unique.
Like Joe.
Joe.
Well, that's where it's supposed to be like, is that her programming? Does she actually believe or is she just like telling what he wants to hear?
She's got
like,
good music taste. Because he gets home the first time and she starts playing Summer Wind by Frank Sinatra, which is a great song. So then I was really distracted just singing Summer Wind during that whole scene. It's a good song.
I thought they did a better job in this one, too, with like the romantic side. Like the first one, he's like, kiss me.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And it was like, he could be walking her through, but the way that he does it is still pretty abrasive.
Well, it was the
this one,
it was,
it's
it,
a lot more tender.
It was like the 80s when what we would call rape culture is it was then called romance.
Classic.
It's called courtship.
I want to leave. Yeah. No, kiss me.
Kiss me. Yeah.
I really danced. Hey, baby, it's cold outside.
I liked Joy,
can
though.
Joy was cool.
Yeah. I was
she was very,
real
yeah,
upset
warm
when she
and supportive.
Got crushed.
She got her vape pen stepped on.
Yeah. Her last word was, dude. I love...
Her joy, your
really,
casual.
It's the it's 2049, and our best way to store things is still
in
really long
cartridge.
USB sticks. Yeah.
Well, that was the projection unit
did,
too, right?
He didn't take the thing out when he got her a gift to make
how
it physical.
How does that technology work?
I was
work?
Like, a jewel!
Apparently there's another one that was for women called Boy. So there's Joy and Boy.
Joy and Boy.
B-O-I?
And that's a staple of cyberpunk stuff is kind of the sexual aspect too. It's like, oh, we can augment our bodies to be whatever. And it's very, you know, that's kind of a part of it.
The, we don't have to go into it, but the part where she merges with the other chick was
weird.
Really cool.
Weird. I thought the effect was cool though.
The effect,
like,
yeah,
the way
effect,
they
like
layered them on top. I was like, whoa,
so like
that's
when
cool.
she's like touching him, right? It seems semi obvious that you would film that by having both women do the same thing and then like mess with opacity between the two edits.
Yep.
But Ryan is clearly only had one take because he's not fuzzy. So I just wonder, did they have like one person actually touch him and then the next person like go to his marker and like be close enough because the point was that it didn't match exactly. I kept just, I was stun locked by how they filmed
that. Arms would kind of move and catch up.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered because I read a little bit about it.
About how they make that scene?
There was definitely the two women filmed separately.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ryan was in both of those though.
Because how would they crop him out of? I don't know anything about editing besides shitty TikTok edits. So, but
they
I was
could
just
have him do the same thing twice and just try to line it up as best they can. And
or do they have cuts, him
but
do
he
it,
can't move?
Or do they have him do it only once and then like move him out of the way and just have them hit her marker and like go where he was maybe close to being?
Yeah.
Or do they have a guy in a green suit so they could just remove him?
Maybe.
Or something like a stand-in. I don't know, but that's what was distracting me in that scene. Is going how they filmed this.
Yeah.
can I brag on Ryan Gosling?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I
please
have not seen many Ryan Gosling films.
No,
I believe I've only seen Barbie.
I have a list that you should watch after this.
And I want to see La La Land really, really bad. We
and
have
nice
to watch
guys.
La La Land this year.
Yeah, The Nice Guys is fantastic.
Nice so Guys.
I wanted
great.
To say that Ryan Gosling acted a lot through his eyes in this movie because he's a replicant, so he's not a real person. And I don't think I would have thought this was good acting if I had not seen Barbie first. So it's good that this wasn't my first Ryan Gosling movie, or I would have been like, this dude's
eyes
are so dead. He sucks. But no, I like after you see him in something else, you're like, oh no, he's using the dead eyes to kind of convey that he's not a person. And mm-hmm. I dug that. I was like, he's very robotic just in where he's choosing to look or not to look. While the rest of him is kind of just, he's like a bummed out guy. But the eyes is what made him a replicant to me. And I thought he kind of nailed that. I was having a good time.
Yeah, that, I know that's how the character is written to be like.
Deadpan almost.
No empathy.
Yeah.
But that bothered me. Like, it made it very hard to sit and watch him just be like, I'm being I'm investigating this and I'm walking around talking to these people. Like, it didn't.
Well,
that's what made it feel slow to me.
Yeah. You see, that's like, how the realization that he might be important kind of wash over him and that, like, kind of struggle he's facing. You kind of see
that.
That's
why he gets disappointed when it's not him. Like, he clearly has emotional responses.
Yeah. He has that breakdown in the dreamatorium.
Yeah.
Like, the dreamatorium.
So.
The first few opening lines he had when he was talking to Dave Bautista's character, I feel like he had a little bit of his like Ryan sass that he always has in all of his characters.
Almost
and I was
charm.
A little, yeah. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. He's supposed to be a replicant.
Like but in then his, it was, his version of the easy way or hard way.
Yeah.
Kind of speech.
Yeah. Mm. But it kind of then, like you said, the rest of it, I was like, okay, it was just in that one scene. But I was like, this feels too Ryan-y. Like he's supposed to be a robot man. So.
And I guess he's talking to another like replicant, so maybe he can access a little bit more humanity when he's dealing like kind of peer to peer.
Yeah,
their
but he has to be more
humanity.
Reserved when he's talking to a human. Well, you know what I mean.
Like, and that was before he like found the body and like everything kind of started.
Yeah.
So maybe.
It wasn't really a complaint, just an observation.
I know you notoriously don't like Jared Leto. What did you think of his performance in this?
Yeah, I of course hated it
because I was worried I was gonna.
I hated it.
I thought, of all the stuff I've seen him in, this is what I like him in most.
Here's why I hated it. I have not seen very many Jared Leto things, I will say. I've not seen...
Fight Club, Morpheus.
I didn't like him in Fight Club.
He gets the shit beat out of him.
I haven't seen him do his Morbin time. I haven't seen him as Joker. I just know him from pop culture interviews, going in the desert, pretending to be Jesus and coming back and not knowing COVID was a thing. I think that he is an insufferable knob. In this movie, I feel like he stuck out like a sore thumb. I could be projecting my hatred of Jared Leto onto this character, but I could not help but think of all of the actors. Everybody else seemed like they were acting. And it just seemed like Jared Leto was in the movie. Being Jared Leto.
I think the casting is an intentional choice because he's kind of like this failed like genius. He can't live up to Tyrell. So he's kind of this pretender, kind of overacting and reaching beyond what his actual reach is.
I can't stand him in this movie. Every scene
it felt
he
like
was
they
in.
Enmeshed perfectly. I was like, is this guy. Like,
I got the feeling that the director's intent was for him to be scary, and I just found him annoying.
No, as soon as he came on the screen, you see his like profile in the dark right, and camera goes, if that's Jared Leto, I'm going to kill myself. It's Jared Leto. And like,
it's the worst. And they gave him like cataracts, and I was just furious. He sucks, dude.
Any thoughts who you would rather have had?
Mads Mikkelsen.
I don't even know who that is.
Ooh.
You put Mads Mikkelsen in that role? Amazing.
Does Blood, Tears, and James Bond, and
he's the villain in Casino Royale.
I know who that is, but
he's also
remember
one of the protagonists in Rogue One,
he's
Star Wars.
The scientist.
Oh, like he's
in the Harry Potter with the beasts.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
You put Mads Mikkelsen in that role, it's a better movie.
It's scary. Well, he's scary.
He seems more like the original Tyrell guy, too.
Hire me for casting.
Jared Leto wasn't their first choice.
Who was their first choice?
Their first choice, unfortunately, died 6 months before they were supposed to start filming.
Oh, DiCaprio? Just kidding.
He's not dead.
Wallace was originally going to be David Bowie.
What?
I don't like that either.
And they wanted to keep with the rock star theme, so they got Leto.
Stupid. What? Oh, David Bowie?
David Bowie would have been
bad, right?
But it would have been older David Bowie, which I don't know a lot about.
Where's the replicant, Sarah?
Like when you say Rachel.
I brought you a new Rachel. I make her dance, magic dance, jump, magic jump.
God, the labyrinth was the
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Smell.
What a journey.
Smell.
What a journey we went on.
God, let's watch Labyrinth.
I don't know if you.
No, I'm not watching that movie ever again.
That little mouse guy, or the little dog, whatever it was, is.
Yeah, no, I hate Jared Leto. I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to.
Yeah, I saw he was in this and I immediately out loud went, no wonder it was a flop.
This was a flop?
Jared Leto.
It was not. It is being viewed now with more favor. It did not.
Just like the original.
Exactly. It just didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't hit well. I mean, think of everything from the trailer. Huge pink lady. That's really it. All we got from the trailer is Ryan Gosling is in it and there's a big pink lady.
The trailer also had Harrison Ford. Which I feel like it could have been cooler.
Harrison Ford is
to
not
keep
in,
him a secret.
He's not in the first, what, hour and a half?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably would have hit better if he was a secret.
He's definitely a third
like
act
in Spider-Man
only.
When the other ones come in.
Oh, you know what's crazy, too? A fact that I just pulled out of my ass right now. Because I remember looking at the casting. The Marilyn Monroe in the Elvis part.
Yeah.
That was not archival footage. That was a lookalike actress.
Oh.
Yeah. But both
I don't know why that makes me like it less.
Both Elvis and Frank
Fake
Sinatra
Marilyn.
Have bona fide.
This movie's
credits.
Not real.
So those that like the little holograms on the jukebox that was them.
Yeah, and the Sinatra on the bar as him too. So they both have bona fide film credits. So hopefully their estates got some cabbage.
Their estates are fine. Cabbage.
They'll survive.
They'll make it.
Yeah, they have an estate.
They'll
they're going to be just...
they'll be okay.
Their estates are fine.
Yeah. Don't get are you them. Worried about their estate? Don't worry.
I just love Sinatra.
Yeah.
What else do I have?
I'm Cameron. I love Sinatra.
Oh, I had to ask Danielle today because I forgot about the one character that is the exception to this. I was like, are there any non-white people in this movie? It is the whitest movie.
Yep.
Coming off of Dune Part 2... this movie is like being flashbanged, but there is the orphanage guy and the Captain Phillips guy with the
Nick. No Asians.
No Asians.
And LA is so Asian.
All right.
Yeah. They heard your complaints the last.
Okay.
They were like, no Asians.
And we're off the air. Wow.
Go listen to our episode on Blade Runner to understand our jokes.
God. What did you guys think of? CGI Rachel at the end, because apparently
I thought she looked pretty good.
I thought she looked very good. As far as Uncanny Valley,
yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, CGI Rachel was probably a 3 or 4, whereas CGI like Carrie Fisher in Rogue One is an 11,000, and Peter Cushing was like an 11 out of 10. Like those were scary, creepy, just like gross. Like you knew you were looking at a dead person.
Yeah,
and this one was like. Oh, that's pretty good. But also, she didn't talk.
They had that soupy, warm lighting to hide a lot of the...
She had weird lighting.
And she wasn't on screen for a long period of time.
She had no close-ups. She had one close-up, really. And she didn't speak. So a lot of, like, the Grand Moff Tarkin...
She spoke.
Did she speak?
Yeah, she was like, do you still love me or whatever?
You're right. But as far
but
as,
it was
like,
very minimal.
It's very minimal.
She spoke with...
Compared to, like, Rogue One, Grand Moff Tarkin... Crazy, like every time his mouth moved, I was like, just recast it.
And the Carrie Fisher, like, well, we have hope or whatever.
Yeah,
she
that's
says.
Just brutal. Those,
yeah,
that
like
technology.
It's fine,
so apparently,
and
I almost said that technology wasn't ready yet, but the Mandalorian Luke Skywalker was awful too.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Apparently, they spent a year.
Yeah, you did.
On
I didn't. We didn't make it that far in the Mandalorian. Be like, quit. Yeah.
No, that was the end of season 2.
Oh wait! I thought he comes back later.
And I bet it looks just as weird.
Yeah,
they need to have Sebastian Stan or whatever that guy's name is.
Just be Luke
because he's 100%. The dumb. He's the guy. That's his body.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's his body.
Yeah, they should have used him.
Use his face, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. At least the one solace in that example that I have is Mark Hamill's still alive to give the thumbs up. And go use my face and whatever, but I still am like, ugh, just
the
recast him.
Yeah, the director cited Carrie Fisher's CGI as a reason to like one of the first things they did was start on the CGI for Rachel's character. So they spent a year on it.
Wow.
And he's like, I don't want her to be on screen long. I don't want her to say much. Good. I want it to be very short cuts.
I loved the her eyes are green or whatever the line was.
Yeah.
From Harrison Ford. I thought he was pretty good in the movie.
Yeah.
I liked how scarce he was. I liked it a lot. I was afraid that my fear going into this movie is that it was going to be a Harrison Ford, Ryan Gosling buddy cop movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so glad that it wasn't, you know, a try this kid, you know, kind of just dumb, ham-fisted crap storm. But no, it was
ham-fisted crap storm.
It's definitely more of a cyberpunk noir.
Put that on a pair of booty shorts. Ham-fisted crap storm. Going to the Big Room store in 2027.
Yeah, let's go.
The Big Room store.
We'll never get that famous.
I had, like, because Harrison Ford wasn't in this that long. Like, he was in it a little bit, but I wonder how invested he was in the plot, like in the whole movie. Like, did he care? Does he even know?
I don't.
Or did he just show up and do his lines and that was it?
I don't think that Harrison Ford has given a shit about a movie
anything
since Empire Strikes
Maybe
Back.
Maybe ever.
I mean, he like wanted actually he wanted to be killed off in A New Hope.
Yeah,
and he didn't get his wish until Force Awakens, right? That's when he died.
Someone asked him if Han shot first.
Not
and
like
he was
that.
Like, I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. I think he, my impression is that he actually has more affinity for roles like Deckard and Indiana Jones than for Star Wars, because Star Wars fans are so insufferable. And I am the worst among them. I'm a horrible Star Wars fan.
Tattooed on your body.
I'm also right.
I'm also right.
That's right. I do have Darth Maul and Padme on my arm now. What
some
up?
Hot points.
Oh, hot points.
Yes.
Of course, you know we have to do hot points for my boy Ryan.
Make sure you
I
talk
will
over
say,
the music.
Though, okay, I'm talking loudly.
Ryan Gosling!
No, this is not his hottest role. This role is going to play against his hot points. It is the role, not the man.
What is his hottest role for us?
Ken.
No.
No, it's not Ken.
But he's shirtless so much.
Probably Crazy Stupid Love.
Never heard of it.
He's pretty hot. Carl, you've seen that, right?
That's a good one.
He's pretty hot in that.
I don't know if that's his hottest movie, though, but it's a good movie.
I haven't seen all of his movies, so.
You have less than a minute.
Okay, anyway. Well, you asked this question. So, we started at 5. We got a plus one for just grimy Ryan Gosling. You know, he's fighting. He's tough. He's hot. Then he got another plus one. There was like a shootout scene and he was like being all like stealthy and cool or whatever. I was like, that's pretty hot. So that only puts us at a 7. But it's due to the character in the world.
Did he get points for being grimy?
Yeah.
Because that has been a negative for previous examples of hot points. You don't like a grimy guy.
This time I did.
It's how you carry your
like,
grime. Sometimes the grime is
it's in
wearing
the way
them.
That you use it.
Like Henry
sometimes the grime is wearing them.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. No hot points for him giving the gift to Joy and being like a doting husband?
No.
I couldn't decide how
I felt about that. I think I liked it and was fine.
Digital
anyways,
life,
going
life.
Back to the grime, though, like Henry Cavill, way hotter when he's. I said it like Christina P. Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
You guys know who I meant.
Cruella Davil.
Listen to YMH Studios.
Princess Leah.
That's our comedian's fault, and now you've ruined my point. Anyways, he looks hotter when he's grimy than when he's clean. Mm-hmm. Like Superman, Henry, not hot. Witcher Henry, way hotter.
Have you seen? Yes. Wait, have you seen the Hemsworth as Geralt?
Yes, it's like Walmart Geralt.
But it's closer than I thought it was gonna be.
It's not the worst.
If you were pretty drunk, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference
<That's>
visually.
True.
Like, give me five beers, and I'd be like, it's the same guy.
But
and then
season three was already so like. I don't know. I mean, am I gonna watch season 4?
It's
four?
Almost
yes.
Like fantasy television doesn't really work that well. Rings of Power, Witcher.
I did watch more Witcher than
New Game of Thrones
Rings
was pretty good
Power.
Though.
New Game of Thrones, like the
what
spinoff
other fantasy.
There's another. I just forgot what it's called.
One of the first spinoffs. Whatever the first spinoff was
what's
like
the one that just came out.
The Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
Something. House of the Dragon's good.
I feel like that was. The first season, at least,
There's only one season of that.
Nothing about that show.
No, maybe it was a different one.
No desire.
Remake of the Lord of the Rings, which is not
Rings of Power. That's awful.
Yeah. I don't think there's been another Game of Thrones yet.
I thought I saw really awful reviews from Game of Thrones thing, but maybe it must have been
maybe
something
else. Maybe I don't
know what's good. We don't Google on this show. Talk now, Google never.
Yep.
Look it up later.
Corrections Corner, come on.
And then Corrections Corner.
Corrections Corner next week.
We didn't do a Corrections Corner at the beginning of this because I would have had to monologue about Dune for another 30 minutes because I did get quite a bit wrong because I hadn't read the first two-thirds of the book in 2 or 3 years. So, whoops. Can't win them all.
Oopsie-doopsies.
I have a film theory that's in the... It's muddy, but I feel like we can get some
movie?
Good bones for it. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And that it is... This is
in
what,
the same universe as A Bug's Life.
It's a Matrix.
It's a Matrix sim. Yeah. No. I have a dream. I feel like this is
I
what
have
Ken,
a dream.
Ken, this is what Ken dreams when he's in Barbie Land. A world where he's a man.
Oh,
and he
cool.
gets to do... He gets to be a dude. He's still a little subservient to women. His boss is a woman.
Yep.
He's nice to Joy. But he gets to be a dude and be like an actual action star, like an action figure, not a doll. I haven't heard this anywhere.
It.
I think there's bones. If we could probably really add to
we
it,
could get,
but we don't have to do that here. Let us know in the comments if I'm an idiot.
We could piece it together.
I'm always trying to find that dumb
like
connection.
It.
So yeah.
I will say a negative.
K and Ken.
A negative for this movie that I had to do with the ending fight scene where he drowns with her face and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Love.
This character has some of the thickest plot armor of any character in a movie I've seen recently. Dude is just unkillable just cause. Like, he's got, I don't know. The plot armor.
I mean, it eventually kills him.
The plot armor was a bit much for me.
There's like a whole stab and a...
I feel like he got mortally wounded like 3 times and didn't die until then.
But he's probably 3 times as strong as a person. So
I guess, yeah. I mean, of course.
Yeah. Oh, that's
they're
true.
Not normal people. They're mortally wounded for a person.
I mean, there's excuses for everything. The force is just all the things. But like, I don't know. Joe had some plot armor in this movie. Also, Joe.
He doesn't look like a
He was also living for something bigger than himself all of a sudden. So he like went past. Yeah, hey, whatever.
Barf. Poot.
I copied a...
The fart.
This is the most poots in an episode.
A lot of poots. All seem to be directed at me.
No, Nick got one.
All right.
That's true. No, I think... I read that the name Joe... might have been like a
God. I'd rather I would rather not have a reason.
Was it the prostitution thing?
No, the like giant hologram called him "You look good for a Joe."
Oh,
so I think
yeah.
Joe was just like a pre-programmed
good for
thing.
A Joe.
Yeah, well that's what she said something.
You look like an average Joe.
Is it like a Joy
you
and
look like
Joe
a good
kind
Joe.
Of deal?
Maybe.
Like every Joe deserves a Joy.
I've heard that like prostitutes would call men Joes. So it's
Joy
kind
naming,
of that, but it's also average Joe, which is just like a general name for a dude.
Joy naming of Joe was simply a part of her original program, and it causes him to doubt whether she was ever real.
Well, she wasn't real.
She,
he
wasn't,
had to be,
she wasn't.
He had to be an idiot walking through the city and seeing big pink Joy and then going home and going, she loves me. Like that's,
she did, though.
That's, oh boy. She was programmed to.
Is that real?
But are the replicants all, they're all programmed.
The love for, I guess it's real in the same way that I love the Green Bay Packers. There will be no genuine reciprocation of that.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, you're in love with
she
an entity.
She does seem to
he's,
make
he's in love with an
decisions
entity.
Unique to his, though. I mean,
maybe
but that's, I mean,
you
could,
well, yeah.
how do you draw those
I,
lines? That's
I
what
love
the movie's about.
Different
you know?
Players like, on the Packers than other people do.
Maybe you could sync your body with a football like she does with the other chick.
I mean, I can cut a hole in a football. Certainly.
You won't be able to get in there. Oh, God.
Did you just get it?
I just got
right.
it.
Nah,
I got it.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You won't be able
like, to kill
oh,
okay. it? Like,
to kill it, yeah.
I get
with
it.
My flesh knife.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh,
boy. Oh, anyway.
Joke stolen from Harmontown. All right. We got to stop doing this podcast, right? How long has it been? 100 years?
51 plus minutes.
That's enough time. Let's
Hitman or Miss?
Let's do Hitman or Miss, and then we'll reveal our next film and who will be in Danielle's chair in the next episode. She will not be here.
I'm going to be gone.
Hitman or Miss for me. Ooh, I'm not ready. Somebody else go.
I am going to stick with my same rating as the first movie. This is a mid.
Carl, you go next.
It's a hit for me. Yeah.
I don't know either.
It's like, an obvious hit for me.
I kind of want to give it a hit, but I also don't want to give it a mid plus.
What out of 10? What out of 10? What'd you give?
Six.
Six. That's mid.
That's mid, yeah.
Because I would say hit. For me,
yeah.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 7, 7.5. Good movie. I would not feel compelled to watch this another time.
Yeah, like I overall enjoyed my viewing experience. It was a good experience.
I think that
I did like it more than the first. I think.
Yeah, me too.
I think I like the first more, but a lot of that is me just being neurotic about older things and the beginnings of things. And young Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. I think if I had seen this in a movie theater, it would bump it up a full point. I think I would be in 8, 8.5 territory, but I watched it on a 55-inch television, and my TV's so small. Yeah, it's all right. Hit, but it was all right. I don't think it deserves a mid. I think it's a hit for me. So mid, hit. Mm-hmm. Is that where we're at? So no banger. We are at a standstill. So business time. Our next movie is going to be The Batman, the Robert. Wow. Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Robert, I'm correct.
My brain wants to say Robert Downey Jr., which he'd be the worst Batman.
Oh my God.
I would rather watch
Batman.
I would rather watch 100 George Clooney Batmans than one RDJ Batman.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, we're going to watch The Batman.
Yeah, here's the deal. I'm the Batman.
I'm the only one who hasn't seen it. Other than you, but you won't be on the show.
Nope.
So for this, we are bringing on Batman expert. I don't think he likes Batman. We're going to have to talk about it. Because
I don't know.
I know he doesn't like the Nolan Batman films, but him and I are actually kind of together on that. Because I don't think they're good Batman movies. I think I think Dark Knight is a very good Joker movie. I think that Batman sucks because he does zero detective work. And that's the most compelling part of Batman. And from what I understand, I get some detective work in this Batman, so I'm very looking forward to it.
Excited for you to watch this.
It seems pretty dark and gritty, and isn't it a younger interpretation of Batman? Mm-hmm. So all things that I'm super
earlier in his career,
super into. You may watch it with me.
That is
yet to be seen because you are going to the Big Apple.
I'm going to the Big Apple.
No, baby,
you're gonna go stare at the big squares in the ground and cry.
No,
and go to the cellar.
I'm not going to the cellar, actually.
Oh, you apps. You should.
I kept checking to see who was on the schedule for Friday because we have show tickets on Thursday. So, and they won't post, like, it hasn't been posted yet. And then I found second row seats at a new show, and I care more about musicals than comedy. So I bought the musical tickets.
It's on brand.
So I get to sit second row on Broadway in a new musical starring, like, real people.
Is this the one that Radcliffe is in? Or
no,
is that
we have
also
on, comedians are real people.
No, I mean like the original cat, like the original cast. I see a lot of touring shows.
Yeah.
And like they're fantastic and talented, but like I'm going to go see it's a show with Daniel Radcliffe and Jonathan Groff originating those roles.
Yeah, she's going to see Daniel Radcliffe on Broadway.
I'm
it's
so
crazy.
Freaking
that's
crazy. Excited.
What's he in?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
They brought it to Broadway?
Actually, there is a Harry Potter show on Broadway right now.
I bet that sucks.
But it's a play. No, it's very good. It's a play.
I don't know.
It's not a musical.
It's just a dude in all black with a sparkler like running across the screen like to make the
magic
happen.
Name of the Goblet of Fire?
Those movies, wow. I don't know about them.
But I'm really excited.
So you are going to be gone, so you're being replaced?
Yes. Someone not as cute as me.
The best person who's ever been on our podcast. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
David Ward from Suplex 6. He's coming back. He's going to reprise his role as a mummy expert, except for now he's going to be Batman expert. He has seen the movie a lot. He also is a comic person and a Batman knower.
I'm excited to hear his thoughts.
And I'm excited to have three people who have seen the movie before guide me through Batman.
I'm excited to watch it not in 4D, which is what I did.
Oh, that sounds bad.
It's the only time I've seen
a guy in a Batman costume like comes and kicks your ass in the middle of a fight.
Exactly.
Scene.
Like, that's what it felt like.
So immersive.
My seat was just constantly moving. It was awful.
Yeah. Also, I bet they're not going to shoehorn Joseph Gordon-Levitt in as Robin in this one. Stupid!
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's
dumb.
Cute. He's cute.
I don't like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Since when?
I just look at his face and I want to hit him.
I like him.
I get that.
He's like a puppy. Right? He's like a puppy.
I get that.
No, he's a puppy I want to hit.
Carl, what do you think?
Very punchable.
I don't have a strong feeling.
You know why?
He's too soft.
You know why?
Divided.
He was a big, like the Tumblr princesses love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And I don't get along with Tumblrinas. Very diametrically opposed to everything they believe in. Like the show Supernatural can dumb. I know you like
a good
it.
Show.
But you're wow. Looking forward.
I love teen drama shows. What can I
never
say?
Never watching that.
Don't be ashamed.
All right. So the Batman
live
with David.
Truth.
Goodbye.
Bye.
It was nice knowing you.
Hopefully I don't die on a plane.
All right. 9/11.
I mean, I was more concerned about the Max 9 than 9/11. So
the Max 9/11. All right.
The Max 9/11.
We are gonna watch the Batman. She's gonna go to the Big Apple. And we're gonna cut out the whole podcast, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah.